Welcome to the It Starts With You podcast. This is all about teaching, motivating, and inspiring you to go after the thing you want, to intentionally pursue the career and the life that you desire, and knowing that at the core of it all, it starts with you. You getting out of your own way, making the choice to do it, and relentlessly and authentically pursuing it. I'm your host, Julie Menden, an entrepreneur, high-performance coach, speaker, and the person in your corner helping you to realize that you are capable of whatever it is you choose. With solo and guest episodes, we are going to dive into action so that you can show up with confidence as the leader in your life to achieve your goals and to make this life matter. It all starts with you. Let's dive in. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of It Starts With You podcast. Today, I want to have a little chat with you about an event that I attended, and this event really hit home and reminded me that it's not supposed to be easy. Life, going for these big things that you want to be doing, nobody hands you a card and is like, here's your easy pass to this life, unfortunately, as much as so many of us would love that to be true. And life is going to be hard. And what are you going to do about it? And I know I've talked about this theme on the podcast a lot. And also, I feel like going to this event really hit home. And I was like, gosh, I really want to share with my listeners some of the things and the stories that I heard and the lessons that I heard from this event. So we actually got invited. It's the 40 Under 40 event here in Milwaukee. So the area that I live in. So it's the Milwaukee 40 Under 40 event. And first of all, I have this on my like radar. So my husband and I went, we got invited because our college that we attended was one of the main sponsors for the event. And so they invited some of the alumni in the Milwaukee area to attend. And so when I got the email with the invitation, I was like, oh yeah, I want to attend this. I didn't actually know anyone who was recognized for the 40 Under 40, nor did I when we actually got there. We really didn't know that many people, which was kind of cool. But I thought, gosh, this would be a really cool opportunity. First of all, we get to go meet some other fellow Whitewater Warhawks. If you're listening and you are a fellow Whitewater Warhawk alumni, please send me a message because I love to meet my other Warhawks. And also I was like, oh, we can meet some people and, you know, good networking, just cool to see what some of the people in the community are doing. And so, and I had actually heard of this before. And so I was like, yeah, let's just attend and let's see how it goes. And so we had a lot of fun. First of all, it was my first time ever doing one of those. I'm not even going to get it right. It's like one of those 360 camera things. So a media company was there and we got to, and they were doing it with the theme of my college. So we had little signs saying like Warhawks and all this purple, like this boa on. My husband Jake had like the number one finger that was purple for Warhawks. It was really fun. So it was my first time doing it. And he's like, all right, you know, just we're going to stand on this little platform and the camera's going to go around you and we just dance. So if you want to check that video out, check out my social. You can find me on, I'm going to post it on LinkedIn as well, but I posted it on Instagram and things as well. I'll post it on LinkedIn because it's just kind of fun. And so we get to do that and obviously, you know, get a little chat with a few people. And then we actually go into the event. And it was really cool because, you know, again, we hear from some different sponsors in the community. And first of all, it's a good reminder about us getting more into the community. We can get so head down, and you might be like me, where we, you know, have this passion to help the community and different programs and things like that. But you get really head down in life and, you know, business or work or family. And sometimes you forget that there's these areas that you're really passionate about. So for me growing up, volunteering was always really important. My mom was really big into volunteering. She was the head of the volunteer program for a hospital, as well as she did a lot of volunteering. So I grew up doing volunteering all from when I was younger through high school, through college. I did a lot of different things. I did fundraisers and things in college for people. And, you know, I did a little bit of it then, but then you like life hits and you kind of forget. And you kind of get busy and forget to do some of those things. So that was one of the lessons that I got out of this event, was hearing some of the people and the things that they have done in their community and the time that they have committed and taken challenges that have come at them and turned those into opportunities. It was kind of that fire under my butt of like, okay, it doesn't matter how busy we are. We have time to get back into the things that really matter to us. And another one of the things that really stood out is I think sometimes when we're like, okay, I'm trying to find this thing beyond ourselves and get involved in the community or give back or things like that. Sometimes people can get overwhelmed because they feel like they need to be involved in so many things. So one of our sort of takeaways from this event was to really hone in on the things that are really important to us and that we could make a lot more traction and impact in just a few key areas. So we want to identify what are those key areas that really are important to us. You know, obviously with our journey, like cancer, and really helping, you know, either kids who have cancer or that awareness piece, that's a big piece of what we're passionate about. Other things with kids programs, with health. So we're kind of dabbling and figuring out, but that's a big takeaway for us is like, ooh, let's find a couple of those really important areas to us that we can do things beyond ourselves and it teach our son more about that and kind of having those give back opportunities and the impact that we could have in a few of those areas. So that was another really big thing. So we're sitting here and we're hearing from, you know, some of the sponsors of the event, and then they start to do their recognition. It was really cool because they had a, before they recognized the 40 under 40, they had, they recognized some people getting put into the Hall of Fame. So they were saying, you know, some of these people got recognized in like the 1992, 1996. And so they were up there sharing a little bit of, you know, that panel discussion. Some of the questions they asked them was like, what would you have told yourself, you know, when you were in that seat, when you were at, you know, the 40 under 40. And it was really cool to hear some of the lessons that they said. And one of the big things that stood out that somebody said was that you don't get here alone. You don't do this alone. And she said, when I got recognized and I got this award, you know, I had this moment where I was like, oh, these are the accomplishments, the achievements that I've done. And she said, now that she's, you know, more experienced and as we get wiser, as we get older, she realized it's all of the people that help you to get there and really building the people around you and building your team. And, you know, this goes back to an episode that I did about who's in your circle, and that's going to be coming out with Jamar as well around his book, Change Your Circle, Change Your Life. But this idea of, you know, it really is about the people that you surround yourself, the community of people that you are in and with, that's going to help you get to those places. And another one of those takeaways was, you know, following your passion. So again, kind of getting clear on what are those things that are going to really matter to you. And so then after they did the panel, they recognized it, and it was such a fun event to go to. If you have one in your community, I would recommend checking it out, even if you don't know anybody there, because it just was really inspiring getting to sit there and one by one. So they got to all pick their walk-up song, which was really fun because you hear their personalities come through in the song that they're picking, and they have they really make a point to make sure they have such diverse experiences and people and backgrounds and industries that are represented and get recognized for this award. So getting to hear their walk-up song and their personality was so fun, and getting to see their friends and family and colleagues cheering for them. There's a mix of, you know, people that worked in corporate, people that ran their businesses. And then they got up there, they stood on stage, and they had two local newscasters reading a little bit of their bio. And this part was just so cool because all of these people have a story. Every one of them has a story about something that they've overcome, something that they've done or achieved that led them to standing on that stage, getting that recognition. And none of it was ever, they did it on their own. It was never, they didn't need any help. None of it was, their path was so easy. They got handed this easy card and look at where they are now. No, nobody's story was like that. And so first, here's a reminder that if you're in this messy part of growth in your life right now, in your career, you are right alongside everybody else. And if sometimes you sit there, which I do, to be totally transparent, sometimes you sit there and like, couldn't it just be a little easier? Like, okay, this is my conversation sometimes that I have is like, okay, I understand that the power is in the struggle, and I understand that we need to have these ups and downs, and I understand, and it's working on my mental fitness, and I know to work on the opportunities, like I'm doing this. But then I go, but could I just get a break, or could it just be a little easier? Could we turn the corner? And I find myself saying that sometimes. And again, going to these events and hearing other people's stories can be so humbling, because I looked over at my husband, I was like, gosh, do we have it easy? And now that's relative, because when we're in our really tough moments of the things we experience, it does not feel easy. So I don't mean that to diminish what we feel, but when you hear other people's things that they've been through, it's like, oh my goodness, that's perspective. right? And so some of the things that I heard, some of the stories, and again, there was 40, so I'm not going to share all of them, but some of the ones that really stood out, obviously to us, somebody on stage, they were talking about how he was diagnosed with stage 2 testicular cancer and sort of a little bit of his journey and experience. Obviously, my husband having gone through that, you know, his ears kind of perked up like, oh, there's another person who's experienced something like that, and what has he done as a result of it? There's another woman who, after getting diagnosed with lymphoma, and we actually ended up catching up with her afterwards and talking to her a little bit and got even more of the story. She got diagnosed with lymphoma 2 weeks after she had a baby, so a brand new baby at home, got diagnosed with lymphoma, went through multiple rounds of chemo, and they really started to focus on their health and realizing how important plants were. And so her and her husband actually ended up starting this plant-based food truck. And they now own 3 different companies that are plant-based. And, you know, again, hearing how she took her experience, there was another woman who, it just gives me goosebumps, you know, she lost her 6-month-old baby. And what she was able to do and create the organization that she was able to be a part of because of that experience. You know, there was stories of somebody who moved here from Nigeria and then became a lawyer and now has a really successful practice. Like, could you imagine that, moving, you know, to the another country? And I believe, and I might get this wrong, but I believe he was a little bit older when he moved here, and then being able to run this now successful law practice. There was somebody who worked at an orphanage in Uganda and then joined the army. Like, you just hear these stories. And again, the theme that kept coming up is none of them were given this clear path to this stage. They all had the winding road. They all had to find that inner strength in themselves. They all had to take what I always say, life slapping you across the face, and they had to turn that into something that was going to mean something that they could do something with. And they all give back to the community. I mean, the reason that they get recognized is not just for the achievements, it's because of how they're giving back. There was someone, oh, this group was so fun. The Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee group was in front of me because one of their members there was getting recognized, and they had such a cheering crowd. And when this guy got recognized, I mean, they just erupted and jumping out of their seats, and we had cowbells. People are clapping and hooting and hollering and cheering and cowbells, and they were just so proud. And, you know, he shared, I might get it wrong, but one of the statements that they said that really stands out to him is they can't become what they don't see. And this was, you know, talking about the children, especially the Boys and Girls Club, and being able to show them what's possible. And it was, you know, they can't become what they can't see. And I was just like, oh my goodness. So I have goosebumps talking about just all of these stories and these experiences that, again, you know, the biggest things that stood out to me was none of them did it alone. Everybody talked about, you know, having mentors, having other people they look to, finding their community of people, finding the things that they were passionate about. And what were those things that we're going to, we all care about a lot of things, but we're all busy people. I know you listening are like me, and you're a high achiever, and you're busy, and you have family or business or a lot of friends or your professional career that you're growing, and you're climbing the ladder, and you're taking on all these things. And also, we are fully fulfilled people when we're well-rounded and we're not completely overflowing in one bucket while every other bucket is depleted. And so if you feel like that's you right now, maybe that bucket for you is that give back to your community. Maybe it's finding the thing you're really passionate about outside of work and family. And so for me, that really stood out, was like, gosh, this was such a big, important part of my life for so long, to volunteer and give back and do these things. And while we do it a bit, like, admittedly, we could be doing a lot more, and we can find that balance in what's going to work for us and finding the areas that we really want to spend that time and attention that we want to teach our son about and get him even more involved in certain areas. Surrounding yourself with people that are going to help cheer you. They're going to be the ones jumping up and down, ringing that cowbell and hooting and hollering when you get recognized on that stage, and realizing that everybody has a story. You know, we look at people and we're like, oh yeah, they got recognized because, so, you know, so-and-so or this reason or because whatever you want to tell yourself. And the thing is that everybody has a story behind why they do what they do or where they're at now, and that you have a story too. and that doesn't disqualify you from the things you want to do. It's actually the thing that qualifies you. It is, if you have something that you're going, gosh, I really want to get to a stage like that, whatever quote unquote your stage is, version of that, whatever you've been through does not disqualify you. It's the thing that qualifies you. It's the thing that once you get through, you're going to be up there telling people about. And that it's not supposed to be easy. It's not, nobody promised us that this life would be this easy pass. And honestly, if it was, we wouldn't become the people that we're supposed to become, because we are meant to go through those things. Again, when I hear these stories and you go, gosh, somebody losing their 6-month-old baby, like how can that be for a reason? Now, that's not necessarily saying I resonate with. I think more of like a reason can be found or an opportunity can be found in those situations. And she took this horrific, unimaginable situation and turned it into this thing that she can now help other people with. And all of these, you know, these people that have done that. And you have that too. It's really taking the time to sit with it and figure out, how can I see these things that are going on for me as something beyond myself? And what can I do with those things? And truly, I think that some of the struggle that we have as high achievers and perfectionists is we can get so honed in and focused on one area of our life and trying to achieve, and then we really feel out of balance. And it's because we're not, again, that kind of that well-rounded, we're not putting ourselves in these situations or these experiences that are filling our cup, that are filling like our soul, right? Because we're so focused on the grind. And so I hope this message lands for you. I know that I'm still kind of processing and thinking through all of my takeaways from the event and how cool it was to be able to experience that. And I hopefully in me sharing this for you, it's getting some things kind of your wheels turning too, of maybe, you know, maybe some of the lessons I shared or where you want to start giving back in the community, what areas you want to, you know, focus on volunteering, or again, surrounding yourself with people to help people to give back. And that also, you know, the final lesson of, it's okay if things are really tough. That is the thing that's going to qualify you and get you ready for the thing that's coming for you next. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review, shared it with someone else that could use this message, or post it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you and get to know you as part of my community. I am so grateful for you. Remember, you've got this. See you next time.